A break today from our studies of Hilchas Tefillin, because I want to talk about a sugya that I came across that is very halacha lemaisa, and I think it's very interesting as well. And that is, what is the proper greeting that you and I should have on Rosh Hashanah and on Rosh Hashanah? I know for me, certainly in previous years when I was in the social hall, so it was always a little sloppy, because you got to get in like the whole thing. L'shana haba techaseh v'zachin l'dat l'chaim tov v'shalom, right? So, like, you got to do that about 400 times. It's really hard to do. So then do you do the, like, V'chein Lamar? Do you do the Amen? Like, how do you get in 400 times of saying, Shana Tova Techaseva Sechaseim La'alter L'chaim Tovim L'shalom? It's very hard as a rabbi. These are things that rabbis go through. So the truth is, I never knew the origin of those of that form of greeting. And I didn't even know there was really a machlokas about it. But I want to share with you an interesting sugya I came across. I think you will find it fascinating as well. And I'm going to share my screen with you. Now, the advantage of me sharing my screen with you is that we can zoom in on things, which makes it a lot easier than when I do it in person and you and I need to sit there with magnifying glasses. So here we go. So the sugya starts with a comment by the Rama. I'm going to actually read the entire halacha because I think the entire halacha is interesting. Shulchan Aruch writes in Tuf Kuf Pei Beis Tes, in other words, I spoke about this in Mincha Maariv last night, that we're, as opposed to the rest of the year, we have halacha, that you're not allowed to daven out loud because it could be distracting other people. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you're allowed to daven out loud. And I spoke a little bit about last night why is there a special dispensation on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Most Mefarshim explain that it's because on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's such important days, we want you to have Kavana. And so therefore, we give you the flexibility, the leeway, to be able to daven out loud to enhance your ability to have Kavana. I quoted also a sefer that says, no, it's very obvious why you're davening Bekol Ram loudly on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. It's because those are such critical days. The Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mesim are Psuchim Lefanav. And so, how could you prevent a person from screaming out? It's an Esara. It's a time of need. So, of course, we have to be able to scream out. All of that was unimportant to our shir topic today. Because our shir topic today, give me one second, let me just mute everyone. Because our shir topic today is dealing with something altogether different. And that's the comment by the Rama. The Rama says, V'noagin, shekol echad omer l'chaveru l'shana tova seichasev. That everyone on Rosh Hashanah should greet their fellow man by saying L'shana Tova, should be a good year, Techasev, you should be written into, presumably, the Book of Life. And that, of course, he's quoting the Torah over there. Now, what you notice immediately is that's not the language that you and I use when we actually greet someone. We say L'shana Tova, Techasev, V'seichasem. Not only should they be written in the Book of Life, but they should also be sealed in the Book of Life. And by the way, it should be la'alter. It should be immediate. Where does that language come from? So if you look over here in the Magen Avram, the Magen Avram, when quoting this comment of the Rama, adds on, techasev v'seichasem. Not only should you be written in the Book of Life, but you should also be sealed in the Book of Life. V'chein nachon she'achaziku l'tzadik shenechtam la'alter l'chaim. That what we're essentially davening is, we know that there are three books open on Rosh Hashanah. There is the Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mesim, the Sefer Beinonim. And we're davening that everyone should be sealed on Rosh Hashanah immediately into the Book of Life, into the Sifrei Chaim, la'alter, that they shouldn't just be written to the book, but they should be sealed into the book as well. And so what you have here is a machlokes between the Rama and the Magen Avram, halacha lemaisa. This Friday night, you are going to greet each other after shul. It's going to be a little different than the greetings in previous shul. The line isn't going to be as compact. It's not going to be as crowded. But nonetheless, you're going to greet each other. And the question is, halacha lemaisa, what does that greeting look like? Says the Rama that we only wish people, they should be written in the Book of Life. Comes along the Magen Avraham and says, no, we're not just wanting to be written in the Book of Life. We want to be sealed in the Book of Life as well. What are they arguing about? What is this machlokas about? Is it just that the Rama is less optimistic than the Magen Avram? Right, the Rama is hedging his bets and saying the best we can do is be written, and the Magen Avram is more of an optimist and is saying, no, we should be sealed immediately. We have to assume that everyone is a tzaddik. what exactly are they arguing about? So if you look in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Tav Zayin Amud Beis has the very famous comment of Rav Kruspedai, where he talks about the nature of our judgment on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And says the Gemara, Amar of Kruspedai, Amar of Yochanan, Shlosh Asvarim Niftachim Barash Hashanah, that there are three books open before Hashem on Rosh Hashanah. Echad shel Rishayim Gemurim, Ve'echad shel Tzadikim Gemurim, Ve'echad shel Beinonim. Right? Three books. One is for the Tzadikim, the complete Tzadikim, one is for the complete Rishayim, and there's the book of the Beinonim. Anyone who learns the Tanya knows that this is the foundation upon which the Tanya is written. It's how the Tanya opens up, where he calls it the Sefer Beinonim. Tanya is a very strict definition of what a tzaddik is, and what a rush is, and what a beinoni is. Not necessarily would fit our normal formulation of what these terms mean, but nonetheless, that's what Rav Kruspedai says. So Hashem has three books open. There's the Rishayim Gemurim, those who are completely out of bounds. The Tzadikim Gemurim, those who are such tzaddikim that they're all good, and then there's the Sefer Beinonim. So what happens in these three books, says Rav Kruspedai? Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtavim V'Nechtamim La'alter L'chaim. If you're a tzaddik gamur, then you're signed, sealed, delivered immediately. Rishayim Gemurim, if you're a complete Rasha, so then Nechtavim V'Nechtamim La'alter L'misa. Then, kaput, God essentially sends a lightning bolt your way, and you are going to not have a very good year. Beinonim, if you're in the middle category, Tluyim va'omdim me'Rosh Hashanah v'ad Yom HaKippurim, then you're in this no man's land. Your judgment is hanging in the balance between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Zachu nichtavim l'chaim, lo zachu nichtavim l'misa. If you have a good aseres me'tshuva, then you're going to be nichtav l'chaim. If you have a bad aseres me'tshuva, then better luck next time. Okay. In the essence of the Gemara, the assumption within the Gemara is that most of us are going to fall into the category of Beinonim. Right? Most of us are going to fall into the category of Beinonim. Ask all the Rishonim. Oh, right, the Rashba and Tosfos and the Ritva and the Ramban and the Ran. They all ask the following question, which perhaps you are struggling with or you have struggled with in the past. According to this Gemara, that a tzaddik gamur is nechtav v'nechtam la'alter l'chaim. Sign, sealed, delivered on Rosh Hashanah. A Rasha is better luck next time, signed, sealed, on Rosh Hashanah. And the Beinoni, if he has a good Aseres Me'tshuva, good. If not, not good. Ask all the Meforshim, wait a second. We see the opposite happen all the time. You and I all know tzaddikim. We all know righteous people that are not Nechtav L'chaim, that don't get written in the Book of Life. And we all know Rishayim, sometimes Rishayim Gemurim, which experience a lot of success in this world and a lot of perceived happiness in this world. And they're nechtav v'nechtam l'chaim. So it's the exact opposite of Rav Kruspedai, that despite the fact that Rav Kruspedai offers some guarantees about what Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is going to look like, the reality, say almost all of the Meforshim, don't add up to it. And so all the Meforshim have to try to reconcile Rav Kruspedai's answer with the reality that you and I play out. And essentially what the question is what does it mean that we are judged on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? What does that judgment look like on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Comes along Tosfos, and you can find a similar comment in the Rashba as well. And Tosfos offers a very simple suggestion. Says Tosfos, Midekachashe beinonim, Mashma ditzadikim kari lemishas chiyosav merubim, Virshayim gemurim lemish avanoseim merubim. In other words, the assumption is that a tzaddik is someone who has a lot of merits, and a rasha is someone who has a lot of demerits. Upamim atzadikim nechtamim lemisa, Virshayim gemurim lechayim. But don't we sometimes see the opposite, says Tosfos, where sometimes we see that the Rishayim get life, and the tzadikim, unfortunately, do not get life. So how do you reconcile this? Answers Tosfos in my next underline. V'chol zeh dekari hacha, this entire statement of Rav Kruspedai, don't get so bent out of shape. Don't get yourself into a theological pretzel. It's very simple. Gavei Rishayim Misa, v'gavei Tzadikim Chaim. When we talk about the wicked dying and the Tzadikim living, Kilomar l'chaye ha'olam haba. We are not talking about this world, says Tosfos. Rather, we are talking about olam haba. And therefore, even though in this world you might see some things which are theologically challenging, you might sometimes see the tzaddik suffer and the Russia succeed, and you'll see a tzaddik die and a Russia live. He says, don't get bent out of shape. That's not the guarantee of Rav Crispadai's comment. The guarantee in Rav Crispadai's comment is that in Olam Haba, the Russia will get what's waiting for him, and the tzaddik will get what's waiting for him. In Olam Hazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his cheshbonos. Hashem has his calculations. He has his ways of formulating how he comes to judgment, and you and I can't have any tainas against that at all. So says Tosfos that the judgment is about Olam Haba, not about this world. Okay? And therefore, the tzaddikim and the rishayim are signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah according to Tosfos. But what are they signed and sealed about? They're signed and sealed about Olam Haba. They're signed and sealed about where they are going to end up in Olam Haba. Comes along the Ran and starts off with the same question, but comes to a very different conclusion. Explains the Ran. Tzadikim gemurim nechtavim v'nechtavim la'alter l'chaim. Mitgamer beinonim mashmet tzadikim dekamer haino jechusu yoseim merubim me'avanoseim. Again, the tzadikim, the assumption is that they have a lot of merits, and that the rishayim have a lot of demerits. Asks the Ran, v'yachi kasha tova. He says, I have a really good theological kasha for you. Dehakama tzadikim jeschu yoseim merubim. You and I know many tzadikim. Me'avanoseim nechtavim l'misa. Right? I'm sorry, merubim me'avanoseim and nechtavim l'misa. You can tell me the Novominsker last Rosh Hashanah was a Russia? You know, chas v'shalom to say something like that. You're going to say Rav Zalman Nechemya Goldberg, that Rabbi Lamb, that Rabbi Steinsaltz, right? These Torah giants that we lost this year. How can you say a thing like this? V'kama rishoyim sh'avanoseim merubim nechtavim l'chaim. And we know really great wicked people who continue to live from year to year. How does that happen? Explains the Ran. Elei karan shel dvarim kamo shekasev Rabbi Yeshaya Hazake Mitrani. The Tosfos read, did tzadikim v'rishayim bedin ze ka'amar. In other words, we are not referring to someone as a tzaddik or a rasha in general terms, but rather we're talking about someone as a tzaddik or a rasha when it comes to this moment of judgment. So I can be, it's not me, Reuven can be a grois tzaddik. Reuven can be the gadol hador. Reuven can learn Torah yomam v'layla. And for whatever cheshbon Hashem decides that Reuven is guilty this year, that Reuven's judgment is not going to be favorable, says the Ran that when it comes to this moment of judgment, Reuven is considered a Rasha. And so too, you can have a Rasha that's the most wicked, evil, disgusting person known to man. But he may have helped a person out once. And Hashem looks at that moment and says, you know what? I'm going to give you another year. At that moment, bedin zeh, in this specific judgment, says the Ran, that wicked person is now considered a tzaddik. And so we're not referring to someone in general terms, as a general statement of their wickedness or their righteousness. Rather, we are referring to them at this moment in time, at this point of judgment. Explains the Ran, right? Tzadikim v'rishayim bedin zeh, kamar, she'osem bnei adam she'zochim bedin machmas ezuschus. Those people that for whatever reason, they once helped a lady cross the road, they once gave to, whatever the reason might be. Mikru hacha tzadikim gemurim. At this moment, right now, they are called a tzadik. Tzadikim gemurim heim bedin zeh. It's not a statement about who they are in general. It's at this moment, in this point of judgment, they are a tzadik. Even though in general they're a very wicked person, since they were meritorious according to Hashem's calculations right now, they get the schar in this world. So as opposed to Tosfos, who understood and answered and reconciled this grand theological question. As a statement about Olam Haba, the Ran understands it as a statement of Olam Hazeh. In other words, you can be a wicked person going straight to Gehenna, and that's going to be your Olam Haba. But when it comes to Olam Hazeh, for this moment of judgment, you can be considered a tzaddik. That's how the Ran, that's how the Ramban, that's how the Ritva all understands this. So too you could have a tzaddik. Because they are found guilty. Right? Even though they may have done something very small, something innocuous. Right here, right now, they are considered as if they are a Rasha. And therefore he explains that this is how you explain our Gemara. Dainu tzaddik v'rasha lo osa davar benanim. Hainu osim bnei adam shemishpa shalahem me'uvan v'shakol me'rash hashana. Sheim tluim v'odim omdin ad sheim machrin atzma l'zchus olachova me'rashana ad yom kippurim v'chein kasav haramban de tzadikim u'benonim v'rashayim de kamri hacham bedin zeh kamar. It's only in regards to this particular moment of judgment. This is found also in the Ritva, and I'm going to share it with you because it's a little bit different and it'll help clarify just a little bit. Says the Ritva, Rav Yontev Asavili, he says, "V'dino shel Rosh Hashanah, who b'inyanei olam hazeh." We're not talking about olam haba, right? You can be going straight to Gehenna, but still considered a tzaddik in olam hazeh for this moment in time. B'chol ma'aser roi lavo ba'os hashanah bechlal uprat kfi ma'aseihem michayim tovim v'shar hanos hagufanios o mimisa v'chayitzar v'chiyotzeben. Right, whatever you experience this year is completely irrelevant to what you're going to experience on Olam Haba, says the Ritva. And therefore, your judgment on Rosh Hashanah is not about your Olam Haba, but it's about your Olam Hazeh. Ve'in danin bo klal min aroy lenefesh ba'olam anashamas. We're not even talking about Olam Haba. Shein gozrin ela din shiroyu ligmar la'altar. We are just talking about what's going to impact you right here and right now. La'altar. Therefore, he says, ve'achshav kashalanu. Masha Kasav Rav Yochanan. V'chi kol rishayim mesim v'yeshlam mersurin o kol tzadikim chayim v'yeshlam anaus. Right, this is the question of the Tosarid. Right? I'm sorry, this is the question. How are you going to answer this theological conundrum? So he explains, v'teretz kushizeh, Kasav Ramban, ki masha kasav kan tzadikim gemurim o rishayim gemurim lo tzadik mamish v'rasha mamish. We are not talking about a general, generic statement about a person's righteousness. Ela kol shezacha bedino latova nikra tzadik gamor. If you are meritorious this year on Rosh Hashanah, you are considered a tzadik. Even if on Olam Haba, you're going to get a very different judgment. Kilomar tzadik bedin zeh. Right here, right now, you're a tzadik. V'chol shemechayev bedino nikra rasha, kilomar rasha bedino. You are considered a rasha right here and right now. And so the judgment on Rosh Hashanah, says the Ritva, says the Ran, says the Ramban, is for Olam Hazeh, is for Olam Hazeh. Okay? So you have two different ways of understanding what it is the judgment exactly looks like. How you escape this theological conundrum within the statement of Rav Kruspedai. Tosos answers it and says, we're not talking about Olam Hazeh at all. We're talking about Olam Haba. We're talking about the world to come. Don't worry about this world, right? And so if a person dies young or tragic, don't worry. That doesn't mean they were a Rasha. It means that in Olam Haba, they're gonna get what's waiting for them. Olam Hazeh, Hashem has different cheshbonos. Comes along the Ran, the Ramban, the Ritva, all Sfardi, by the way, notice, right? And they basically say the same thing. They say, no, how do we get away from our theological conundrum? Because we're not talking about a general statement about a person. We're talking about the right here and right now. On Rosh Hashanah, you and I are judged in Olam Hazeh. How big is my paycheck going to be? What type of a job am I going to have? What type of health? Right, all that we're going to be judged. But when the Gemara calls us a tzaddik or a rasha, it's not a general statement about us. It's a statement about who we are and how we emerged from this judgment. If Hashem deems me successful this year, I could be the biggest wicked person on the planet. But right now, I'm considered a tzaddik. Okay, and vice versa. So you have Tosos on the one hand, and you have Iran on the other hand. There's a third opinion, and it's the Gra. And the Gra attempts to blend both opinions. Now, the Gra appears over here. But if you notice over here, right, what do you notice about the Gra immediately? It's a little bit small. So I had Rachmanis on your eyes, even with the blowing up. So we're going to see it from the Likutei Agra, and then we'll go back and read it in the real thing, but only once you have a sense for the Gra. Says the Gra, V'ayin, again, don't forget, we have Rav Crispadai's Shaila, of how do you understand the Tzadikim Gemurim, the Rishayim Gemurim, how do you understand all of that? Comes along the Gra and says that there are really two things that are being judged on Rosh Hashanah. There are two judgments. There are two ways to view the judgment on Rosh Hashanah. Says the Gra Ve'ainyan, She nistabchu ba hamefarshim, ha'ikar hu shekan mairi le'inyan ha'olam haba. First he starts off with Tosos and says that how do you understand Rav Crispadai's statement? Rav Crispadai is talking about olam haba. This is where the tzaddikim and the rishayim are sealed on Rosh Hashanah, and the Beinonim are going to be hanging in bounds in Yom Kippur. And that's going to avoid all of your theological questions. V'tzadikim v'rishayim af hachasima b'Rosh Hashanah. Right? The chasima is on Rosh Hashanah. V'shel Beinoni af hachasim aksiva b'yom ha-kippurim. Right? They are hanging in the bounds until Yom Kippur. So when it comes to our Olam Haba, says the Gra, we are, assuming you're a tzaddik or a rasha, you are both signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. However, v'inyan hadin be'olam hazeh, what about our olam hazeh? What about the size of my house, the fanciness of my car, my health, right? What about all that? De'avdinan liyud yom something, aval din ha'olam hazeh l'chol adam b'shaveh. He says, when it comes to our olam hazeh, right, that is shaveh. That is equal for everybody. Everyone, Rasha, Tzadik, Beinoni, are all judged the exact same way. And what does that look like? V'achasiva kulam b'Rosh Hashanah. We are all written on Rosh Hashanah. V'achasima kulam b'Yom HaKippurim. And the chasima is going to be on Yom Kippur. Wow. So the Gra blends both opinions. He takes Tosfos, and he takes the Ran, and he blends them together. He says, what are we talking about? When Rav Crispadai talks about being signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah, says the Gra, that's talking about Olam Haba, right? But what do you do with the Ran? He says, there's still room for the Ran, and the Ran is talking about Olam Hazeh. With that, we are signed on Rosh Hashanah, and we are sealed on Yom Kippur. Now, why does the Gra say that? Why does the Gra say that? The Gra says that because there are two contradictory Gemaras. The two contradictory Gemaras is that we say over here, this is in the Gemara on Tezayin Amud Aleph in Rosh Hashanah, so the previous Amud from Rav Crispadai's comment. Here we come along and say, Rav Nassan Detanya, Hakol Nidonim b'Rosh Hashanah, V'Gzardin Shelahem Nechtam b'Yom HaKippurim. As opposed to Rav Crispadai's statement, the Gemara in Amud earlier comes along and says that everyone is judged on Rosh Hashanah and everyone is sealed on Yom Kippur. What do you do with that Gemara? What do you do with that Gemara? So the Gra comes along and says, yeah, that Gemara is talking about Olam Hazeh. That Gemara is talking about Olam Hazeh. Comes along, right, and the Gra also points out the statement over here, up above, where the Gemara says, Adam Shira Bokeri O Ones, Kodem Yom HaKippurim, if it happens before Yom Kippur, Nidon LaShavar, Liachar Yom HaKippurim, Nidon LaHaba, which means that if something bad happens between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's going on the previous year, which means that not everything is sealed on Rosh Hashanah, that there's something that is waiting to be sealed until Yom Kippur. What is that? So that's where the Gra comes along and says that there are two different standards here. There's Amud Beis of Rosh Hashanah, which is Rav Crispadai's statement. There's Amud Aleph of Rosh Hashanah, which are these two statements. And they're talking about two different scenarios that both Tosfos and the Ran are both correct. that when it comes to our Olam Haba, Tzadikim Gemurim, Rishayim Gemurim are signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah. It's just the Beinonim that are lingering and hanging in the balance until Yom Kippur. What about Olam Hazeh? What about what's going to be for us in this world? So that, says the Grub, based on the Ran, everyone is equal. Tzadik Gamor, Rasher Gamor, Beinoni, we're all equal. We're judged on Rosh Hashanah. We're written on Rosh Hashanah. And we are signed and sealed on Yom Kippur. That is how the Grub, I think, magnificently blends all of the ideas that we spoke about. It blends the Tosos and the Rashba with the Rif and the Ran and the Ramban. It reconciles the Gemara of Rav Krisbudai, which talks, again, not to make you dizzy, but if you go back to that, the Gemara by Rav Krisbudai, you'll now see why it's so problematic. Because Amar Rav Yochanan, Shlosha Svarim Niftachim Barashana, right? Tzadikim Gemurim Nichtavim V'Nechtamim La'altar. That they are signed and sealed immediately. That is a direct contradiction to the Amud Aleph, where it says, Hakol Nidorim Barashana V'Gzar Din Shalem Nechta B'Yom HaKippurim. Rav Krisbudai implies that there's a signing and sealing on Rosh Hashanah. The Brisa on Amud Aleph implies that there's a signing on Rosh Hashanah and a sealing on Yom Kippur. How do you reconcile that? Says the Gra, one's talking about Olam Haba, and the other is talking about Olam Hazeh. And therefore it fits perfectly. Now all of this is just simply a nice introduction to how we started off. And how did we start off? We started off with wondering what should be the correct greeting that you and I should have on Rosh Hashanah. Do we say like the Ramah, that it's L'shana Tova Teichasev, that we only talking about being written? Or do we say like the Magen Avram, that we're talking about L'shana Tova Teichasev V'Seichasem? So let's start with the Ramah. The Ramah leaves out being sealed altogether. Why? Why? Because the Ramah is like the Ran. And therefore, we are only written on Rosh Hashanah. We are not sealed until Yom Kippur. And what we are talking about here is in Yane Olam Hazeh. We're talking about our Olam Hazeh, according to the Gra. Right? That when it comes to the size of my house and the car and all the stuff, right? According to the Rama, I am not, again, I'm not, everyone's equal, don't forget. There's no difference between a Tzadik Gamor or a Rasha Gamor. Everyone's equal. We are signed on Rosh Hashanah, sealed on Yom Kippur, because no sealing takes place on Rosh Hashanah, so therefore we just say, Teichasev. There's nothing else to say. Now, by the way, that fits, I'll get to that in a second, okay? What about the Magen Avram, where the Magen Avram adds in the language of being sealed? That's because he is paskening like Tosfos. And Tosfos says that no, that if you are a Tzadik Gamor, not only are you signed on Rosh Hashanah, but you're also sealed on Rosh Hashanah, and we're talking about Olam Haba. But because there's an element of being sealed on Rosh Hashanah, we are allowed, we're given the leeway to use the language of not just Teichasev, but also Seichasem. That we are not just being written, but we give each other a bracha that we should be like Tzadikim, and therefore we should be sealed in the Book of Life for Olam Haba. So the machlokas between the Ramah and the Magen Avram, perhaps, is a general machlokas about what exactly is taking place on Rosh Hashanah. What exactly the judgment is looking like. On the one end, we have Tosfos. Again, it all is all predicated on these conflicting Gemaras and on this grand theological question that all of us are struggling with. Tosfos comes along and says, don't worry about the theological question, because what Rav Krisbudai is talking about is Olam Haba. Yeah, you'll see things in this world which might make you a little bit uncomfortable, but just know that in Olam Haba, everything's going to make sense. The Ran comes along and says, no. How do you get around our deep, difficult, challenging theological question? He says, because we're not talking about a general judgment of the person. We're talking about the person in this moment of judgment. And so even though a person could be a real big tzaddik, their mitzvos can far outweigh their averos, but because Hashem had a specific calculation and they're punished right now, so that is, according to the Ran, how you can call someone a Rasha. They're a Rasha din zeh in this moment of judgment. Then we learned the Gra, who saw these two Gemaras and says, something doesn't add up. Rav Krispadai talks about being signed and sealed, Rishayim Tzadikim. The Gemara Naman Aleph talks about being signed on Rosh Hashanah, being sealed on Yom Kippur. How do you reconcile that? He says, it's beautiful. You just simply blend together Tosos and the Ran. That on, when we talked about being signed and sealed on Rosh Hashanah, that is Rav Krispadai. When we talk about just being signed and not being sealed, that was the Ran. Remember, the Ran said everyone's equal on Rosh Hashanah. All we're getting is signed on Rosh Hashanah. And perhaps we said those two sides of the coin, whether you paskin like Tosos or whether you paskin like the Ran, will dictate what type of language you use on Rosh Hashanah. If you say Lashana Tova Techasev like the Rama, then you're holding like the Ran, that there's no sealing that's taking place, even for Tzadikim Gemurim, that there's nothing, nobody's being sealed on Rosh Hashanah. If you hold like the opinion of Tosos, however, that there is something that is being sealed on Rosh Hashanah, it's called our Olam Haba. So now it makes sense why you would add the word Techasev Asechasem, because I want to wish you that you and I should both be considered Tzadikim. In the same way Rav Krispadai promised that if you're Tzadik Gamur, you're Nidon, you're judged, L'chaim La'alter, you're not just signed, but you're sealed, L'chaim La'alter. So that's a bracha that all of us should give each other. So I think this was a fascinating sugya. It's fascinating on a number of levels. I think it addresses a very challenging theological conundrum. I think it addresses what it means, the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. And I think it also connects itself to something I never really thought about, which was what is the proper greeting that you and I should have on when it comes to Rosh Hashanah. I think the minhag is, you look at art scrolls, that we do wish each other, L'shana tova seichaseim v'seichaseim, la'alter l'chaim tova m'shalom, right? We are machmir. Again, with all these chakiras and whatever, ultimately we wish everyone that they should be put in the book of tzadikim, that we should all be not just judged and signed, but also sealed on Rosh Hashanah immediately into the book of life, into the book of bracha and mazel, right? We don't just wish each other life, we wish each other a good life, right? Chaim tovim. Because as we saw this year, there can be life, but life can be filled of loneliness and quarantine and isolation. So it's la'alto l'chaim tovim u'l'shalom. We don't just ask Hashem for life, but we ask Hashem for a good life, a life of bracha, a life of connection, a life of community, a life of good health. That's the bracha that certainly I wish to all of you, and that I hope you wish in return to me. And it's, I think, the language that is commonly used when we wish each other brachas on Rosh Hashanah, but it should really be a Shana Tova, Seichasev v'Seichaseim, La'alter, L'chaim, Tov M'Shalom for all of us and for all of Klal Yisrael.